Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good morning, and on today's breaking top of the hour news, I'm talking about women with memory problems that may signal early Alzheimer's, that they descend into dementia twice as fast as men, these researchers just said on Tuesday, which is quite a bit scary for women. Women in their 60s are twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's as they are to get breast cancer. That got me thinking. That is a really pretty scary statistic because I've always been worried about cancers and you know I'm a bit of a nut job here. I mean, I've been doing this 8 years, interviewing doctors on all kinds of diseases. And so you get this kind of little disease of your own where you think you've got every different symptom. But now they're saying women in their 60s, which gives me just about 8 years, are twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's as they are to get breast cancer. And if they do develop early Alzheimer's, they descend into dementia twice as fast as men. And that is pretty freaky. So we're going to talk about some things that you can do to give your brain a workout. You know, I like to talk about exercise and getting healthy. Well, now we're going to talk about giving our brains a good workout. So number one suggestion here, give your calculator a break. They say that doing math problems, balancing your checkbook, doing crossword puzzles are all ways that you can work your brain without, you know, using something to do it for you. They say you should turn off your GPS and start navigating. Look at maps again. People don't seem to look at maps. They just type it into their GPS or, you know, and then they're there. And it even talks to you and tells you which way to turn. So stop doing that. Take out a map. Get directions. Learn to read that, you know, and follow those directions because that's really good for your brain to think logically about how you're going to get somewhere. Picking up a foreign language is said to be very good for your brain because it really makes you study words and sentence composition and grammar. It's quite a good challenge. And if you haven't worked on grammar in a few years, that's something that really gets your brain going. You know, play chess. Chess is a great thing to do to make you have to think ahead of what the next move of the person you're playing with is going to be and what your own next move is going to be. I think playing chess is really a great way for you to have to think ahead of time. These are all ways to work your brain. I got another one for you. Solve a puzzle. I don't particularly like puzzles, but they say it doesn't have to even be, you know, a little pieces puzzle. It can be a crossword puzzle or a what is it called? Zoku puzzle. Not Zoku, but you know what I'm talking about. So those kinds of puzzles force you to think of each different step and what will work with something else or what won't work with something else. Something fun that you can do with your kids is to make up stories. I make up stories with Cece all the time, and we like to add to the stories, and it does make you think because, you know, when you're just reading a book, you can just read, but when you have to come up with the stories, and we like to do our stories about Andorra and Samantha and what it would be like to be a witch like them, you have to think of these things. It doesn't just flow out of your mouth. Well, talking flows out of my mouth all the time. But these are ways that you can work on your brain as the muscle that it is and hopefully make it stronger so that we can ward off maybe some of that dementia or even possibly early Alzheimer's. And that's what we're doing here at the top of the hour news stories. We're coming up with some of the stories that you might see in the media, but we're also trying to come up with tips and things that you can take from those stories to make them more livable and usable for you. It's interactive. So if you've got any stories you want me to discuss, send them on to radiomd.com and I'll talk about them. We've got a great show coming up, so stay tuned and stay well.